This is Fresh Air. Soprano Arlene Ogier and pianist Dalton Baldwin are both Americans who have won more recognition in Europe than at home. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review of their new album of love songs, which he says should make U.S. audiences take notice.
The soprano voice of Arlene Ogier is one of the loveliest on the international concert and opera scene. It has something of the sweet cream richness of Dame Kiri Te Kanawa. And Ogier, too, made one of her most significant appearances singing at a British royal wedding. She's the only American ever to do so, the wedding of Prince Andrew and Fergie. But Ogier is a more adventurous singer than Te Kanawa, and a more sensitive one. Her new album on the Delos label, called Love Songs, has an ominously icky cover, a clean-cut, preppy couple with their arms around each other in a field of wildflowers. But the 25 selections on the CD have been chosen with more care and intelligence than the usual recital of love songs. There are songs in German, French, Spanish, and Portuguese, besides the 10 in English. There are relatively familiar songs by Schumann, Mahler, and Richard Strauss, and some unjustly neglected songs by Aaron Copland, a Stephen Foster gem called Why No One to Love, and songs by Roger Quilter, Frank Bridge, and Charles Gounod, the composer of this forgotten, enchanting serenade. There's a dreadfully derivative, practically anonymous setting of Elizabeth Barrett Browning's How Do I Love Thee, Let Me Count the Ways by Edouard Lippay, who was head vocal coach at MGM during the Jeanette MacDonald Nelson Eddy days. Eddy was one of Lippay's students. You might want to program your CD player to skip over this band after you've heard it once. But there are also several theater songs that Ogier seems to have special affinity for. Noel Coward's I'll Follow My Secret Heart, and Lerner and Lowe's Before I Gaze at You Again, Guinevere's Farewell to Lancelot in Camelot, which Ogier turns into one of the most touching art songs on the album.
Before I gaze at you again, I'll need a time for tears. Before I gaze at you again, let us turn to years. I have so much forgetting to know before.
Auger's accompanist is the estimable and elegant Dalton Baldwin, probably best known for his collaborations with French tenor Gérard Suzet, as well as his work with sopranos Ellie Ameling and Jessie Norman. But this album of love songs also reveals some of Auger's limitations, and perhaps helps to explain why she isn't more of a superstar than she is. For all the intelligence and sensitivity, the gift for languages and good diction, though she does tend to alter vowels to make her high notes come out easier, and the sheer loveliness of her sound, she tends to sing each of these 25 selections with a certain sameness, a sameness of both mood and vocal color. Everything is lovely, in fact, extremely lovely, but nothing makes you jump with excitement or melts you with charm or breaks your heart. Except for maybe the Stephen Foster and the Camelot number, few of the selections haunt my memory or infiltrate my sleep. Still, Auger is one of our most valuable performers, even if she has yet to become one of our most cherishable.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed a new album of love songs performed by Arlene Auger and Dalton Baldwin on the Delos label. This is Fresh Air.